Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Major companies are now backing away from their so-called DEI programs. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's really amazing how this DEI initiative has become such a cash cow in our society, Matt. I mean, according to McKinsey & Company, which is a global marketing company, the spending on DEI-related efforts across the globe, listen to this, totaled $7.5 billion in 2020. So if trends continue, that figure would easily exceed $15 billion by 2026. However, we're seeing a turn of the tide in a positive way of going back to conservative values and getting rid of this DEI nonsense.
Well, I'm reading right now from an article in The Advocate, which is a pro-LGBTQ article. So this is how it begins.
Right.
It talks about Walmart is scaling back diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. It's clear this is becoming a trend. Right-wingers, it says, have been rallying against DEI for a while now. And one of the loudest is Robbie Starbuck, a failed filmmaker and failed congressional candidate. He objects to companies sponsoring pride events, supporting transgender employees, taking action against climate change, and more. Oh, and he thinks toxic chemicals turn people queer and that the COVID-19 vaccine is what killed Matthew Perry. This is how it starts off.
This is their words, not ours.
No, this is what The Advocate starts off. It's not happy, in other words.
Right.
It's not happy with this trend. So what it tries to do is it tries to attack this guy by the name of Robbie Starbuck, calling him a failed filmmaker, failed congressional candidate, alleging other things, so forth and so forth.
Well, he's great against speaking against human trafficking as well.
But then it goes on to say, but the anti-DEI movement is bigger than just Starbuck. It indeed is.
Oh, yeah.
And so then what it does is, the reason why it's so upset is because now it then overviews nine major companies that it says caved to the, quote, far right and have stopped DEI programs, close quote. One of which, it starts off with, is Walmart. Walmart rolled back its DEI and reviews pride funding. Walmart announced that it will no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index, will make changes to its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, and will monitor its marketplace to ensure, quote, inappropriate sexual and/or transgender products, close quote, are not marketed to children.
And you think about these companies when they're saying that they're pulling away from DEI initiatives, it's not only changing the language in their policies, but also no longer supporting these so-called pride parades and other initiatives that are pushing the LGBTQ agendas on their employees and into the culture.
Yeah, so several others here, Molson Coors, or the Coors Beer Company, sent a notice to employees in early September that it will no longer have specific representation goals for its employees and suppliers, nor will it be participating in the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index, in which it previously had a perfect rating. It will also no longer be sponsoring events such as Pride celebrations.
Now, let's stop for a second. Okay, this is a beer company. Does this really make sense that you're pushing LGBTQ initiatives on the employees? Really?
And that's why they're finding that people are just saying enough is enough.
Right.
I think the election in part was also saying enough is enough on this. Ford Motor Company, they sent an internal memo. It was leaked recently. That said, Ford, which nearly has 200,000 employees, will back away from publicly commenting or making polarizing issues of the day, although there may be times when it's necessary, and that executives had already decided not to participate in external surveys such as the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index. The memo stated that the company remains committed to fostering a safe and inclusive workplace, but has more work to do in this area. So they are backing away from this as well.
Thank goodness. And you also have John Deere, again, another company you would not think would be going into this realm with LGBTQ DEI stuff, but it was apparently, and now it's recently announced, quote, we will no longer participate in or support external social or cultural awareness parades, festivals, or events. Business review groups will exclusively be focused on professional development, networking, mentoring, and supporting talent recruitment efforts.
They're interested in actual job performance?
Yes.
Not ideology?
Amazing.
John Deere. Oh, my goodness. You would think that they would never have walked into this.
But see, these companies...
Remember, Tractor Supply did the same thing, and they got hammered, right, and they backed away. Tractor Supply.
And you see these companies
Have you ever walked into a Tractor Supply store?
I don't think so, but I get the gist of what it is.
You know what it's like.
You know,
okay.
It's like farmers and people. Yeah.
Yeah. Why in the world would they want to go woke?
But see, it's hurting their pocketbooks because people are like, why are you doing that? We're not going to pay our... We're not going to spend money at your company.
Here's another one. Lowe's, an internal memo from the Lowe's, obtained by multiple news outlets, informed employees that the company will no longer participate in the Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index. Boy, they're taking a hammer to that Corporate Equality Index. The company also said it would end its sponsorship and participation in community events such as parades, festivals, and fairs, referring to the LGBTQ plus pride parades.
It'd be interesting to see if its competition is doing the same.
Which, you know, it was crazy when these companies would sponsor these pride parades and you watch them, look at them. I didn't watch them, but you see photos of them.
That's how low.
And they're like.
Home Depot did that, I think.
You couldn't even put those on TV because they're so
disgusting.
Horrible.
Disgusting.
And then get this.
Oh, your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. This was the most absurd of all places,
yes,
of all companies, Harley Davidson.
Room, room.
I mean, have you ever noticed people who ride Harley Davidsons, you know?
They're not wearing lipstick usually, right?
They're not wearing lipstick. They're not dressing in drag.
Even the women.
Harley Davidson, you know, the iconic motorcycle company, issued a memo saying it was pulling out of Human Rights Campaign Corporate Equality Index and that it would ensure that its employees' training will remain absent of socially motivated content. Now, the president of Harley Davidson, is just crazy that this guy even got in this position.
Well, the vice president said, putting politics ahead of workers and consumers only hurts the same folks that these businesses rely on. Ding, 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 you win the prize.
I tell you what, when the president of Harley Davidson, crazy as it is, took this company into a woke position, the response from Harley riders was like, okay, they're going to go buy an Indian bike. They're going to go, they'll buy some, you know, there's a big rivalry between
a
Harley bike and a Japanese bike like Honda,
right,
or Kawasaki or Yamaha. I mean, they'll go out and buy one of those before they go spend any more money on a Harley
Davidson.
And
that's a big deal for your faithful Harley Davidson people.
These faithful Harley Davidson riders.
Yeah.
So, but it's crazy that they're doing this. The pendulum is swinging. Brown Foreman, it's a maker of Jack Daniel's whiskey and other beverages, told employees it will no longer participate in the HRC Corporate Equality Index and that it's going to end the quantitative workforce and supplier diversity ambitions. So they are pulling back. Tractor Supply, we already mentioned them. Crazy that they did this in the beginning.
Toyota Motor Company also announced it was refocusing its DEI programs and ceasing sponsorship of LGBTQ events.
You know, this is good news. This is the pendulum swinging.
Oh, this is great news.
People are just like fed up with this nonsense. You're putting men with lipstick or in drag, people who are men that want to pretend to be women, and you're using them as corporate sponsors. You're fixing your name. Your name is being plastered on the websites of these LGBTQ plus organizations, sponsoring these parades that are just sexually provocative, and there's kids involved. Where in the world are these people's minds? Well, the good news is the people have spoken and they're speaking out. Make sure that you speak out because it makes a difference.
Because this has also become such a cash cow for consulting companies as well as look at our government. And I can't wait for the new administration to come in and clean this out. The government spent more than $1 billion in federal contracts last year on these DEI principles. This is absurd.
Get ready to take out your pen and Woo-hoo! Slash government spending, because it is coming.
Right.
And that is a good development. You know, never give up. Never get weary of doing good, doing the right thing. Against all odds, just continue to press forward. And this is one of those situations where the pendulum is swinging because good people did not give up. We still have a long way to go. Continue the fight. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.